Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Iran is very much intent. They want very much to make a deal. So far, they haven't gotten there. We're not satisfied with it, but then we will be. We will be either that or we'll have to just finish the job.
President Trump speaking yesterday, and it inspires our question of the day online at WVOMFM.com. We just hit double-digit voting on this one. I think some people are thinking, Paul, what's the question online? Also on our Facebook and Insta page this morning.
Have you had enough of the war in Iran?
I think it's a fair question, especially for people who called our station or emailed our station or sent text messages to our station when Operation Epic Fury began. A lot of people supported it. They saw Iran as dangerous. They believed the intelligence that came into us, that Iran had the capability of producing the nuclear weapon that no one in the world really other than them wants to see them have. And they believed that America had to show some strength. And they believe that the president was right to hit and to hit hard. But now, so many months in, things may be changing. The president talking about control of the Strait of Hormuz yesterday.
Nobody's going to control it. That's part of the negotiation that we have. They would like to control it. Nobody's going to control it. It's international waters, and Oman will behave just like everybody else, who will have to blow them up. They understand that. They'll be fine.
Or we'll have to blow them. Can you imagine if any other president in the history of this nation had said that? The what that would sound like in the ears of the rest of the nation. Hang on, I've got phone calls in just a moment here. So our question is now, it's no longer, did you support Operation Epic Fury when it launched? It's, do you still support where it's going? Because the peace talks are not going as quickly as many would like. They're stalled, delayed. You can call them unproductive. And now the strikes, more defensive strikes overnight. The oil markets still churning. And we can imagine that gas prices are hitting you just as much as they're hitting everybody. Same time, America's military infrastructure, it's stretched. And I saved the most important thing on the list here for last. U.S. soldiers, yes, have died. What's victory look like? What's the exit strategy? These are questions that people are asking. And because it's so fluid, we may not be getting the answer. Many people are not getting the answers that they're hoping for. Now, is Iran hurt? Yes. The president points out Iran is certainly hurt financially.
We have control of money that they claim is theirs. We'll keep control of that money. When they behave properly and when they do what's right, we'll let them have their money. But right now, we're not doing that. And it's not, one thing is not contingent on the other.
That's their bill. What about our bill and what we're paying? Because the United States is absorbing a lot of costs here. Not theoretical. Every missile that we fire has a cost. Every aircraft destroyed or deployed has a cost. Every ship that has to move has a cost. And it's not just a cost today. It's a cost tomorrow. And I think some of you realize it's a cost that may be passed on to the kids. Let's talk about the immediate cost at the gas pump. I saw $4.44 on the way in.
Yeah.
Do you pass a kiosk on the way in?
No, I don't.
I got $4.44 on 1, 2, 3, at least 4 gas stations that I pass on the way in. That's my little survey that I do. Call me Trilly Lundberg. Okay. So there's a cost that we're all paying at the pump, and it's real for some families, and it's real for every trucker, it's real for every contractor, it's real for every person that you put out a bid for a service months ago, and you didn't factor in the gas prices that you're paying now. So all of this lands in our driveway. It lands in our grocery bill. It lands on a budget. Now, this is not an anti-Trump question. It's not. This is a question about America. Democrats are certainly asking it. I think it's okay for Republicans to ask it, because the midterms are coming. And while the president certainly has the power to influence a primary, I think he's 10-0, right? he can influence a primary and he can see his candidate win. Can he do that in the general? Because a candidate that aligns itself with President Trump not only inherits his endorsement, they inherit the war if it's still going on. So that's a political peril for them. But what do you think? Our question of the day is online at WVOMFM.com. I'm going to refresh and look at the numbers first, but I want to go to the PDQ door telephone line. Caller, we think it's a fair question. Have you had enough of the war with Iran?
You know, I try to separate in my mind whether I've had enough of the war or whether I've had enough of the results, which is the high gas prices and everything else. And I really still have faith in Trump. I think he's playing a lot bigger game, which includes the other Mideastern countries joining the Abraham Accords and probably how it affects China, too. So I hope he finishes and has good results, but I'm getting a little worried.
Let's talk Peter Pan in a moment on that very point. I keep getting shot down by Jim Settley on my idea that Trump is playing a bigger game about choking off the oil supply to China and India and then on to Russia. But, caller, our question of the day, have you had enough of the war with Iran?
I'm amazed that you even chose this question of the day. But anyway, I'll play your game. I think we all have enough when it comes to war. This war is different. This war is a chess board. You need to be patient, pay attention to the play.
Appreciate that. 1-800-966-1039. Do I dare ask you, Paul Wolf, what you might be seeing in the form of either text messages or posts on our Facebook or Insta page to our question of the day?
There is mixed feedback.
I can take it. Go ahead. I knew it was going to be...
Some are saying, not yet. Let them cook.
Let them cook.
Let them cook.
Let them cook.
Let's see here. Not until the job is finished. That's another common sentiment we're getting here. Yeah.
A lot of people are writing. Here's a text. I support Trump. He is playing 3D chess. And while others, and they write, while we are just learning how to play checkers. I do not disagree with you on this. Mm. I feel we have only just begun in Iran. Really? Because I think we really started even well before 1979, yeah. All right? Before Iran was Iran, Iran was Persia. And if you dig back into the Old Testament, it's the oldest country, I think. There will never be peace with a regime like that. We need to invade, eliminate every element of the IGRC and take many billions of barrels of oil as payment for liberating the oppressed and the abused people of Iran. Oh, that means boots on the ground, though. Boots on the ground, you lose the midterms and you're not going to be able to do anything for the final 2 years. Caller, let us ask you, have you had enough of the war in Iran?
He's doing what has to get done, but he's losing favor with people because the day he declared war on Iran, he should have put an executive order out that stated that all fuel companies should have had to freeze their prices.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, you dial the digits, and we'll come to you on the PDQ door telephone line and ask you, have you had enough of the war in Iran?
Well, I wouldn't say I've had enough. I say he needs to get back to work and take him out. Just finish it. Set him back 100 years.
Let me go to the Peter Pan principle. I've said this before, and forgive me if I'm repeating it, but I think it bears repeating. Have you been to Disney?
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
A while ago.
Do you go to the Peter Pan ride?
I think so.
Remember the Peter Pan ride? When the Peter Pan ride really started to kick in, and you see the sign, 45-minute wait for this ride, and people were walking away. Disney learned something. Disney learned that if they put up a rope line and adjusted the rope line based on the crowd waiting to take the ride, people would gladly walk the rope line and be patient to go take the Peter Pan ride.
Hmm.
And the lesson that Disney learned was this, and I sum it up this way. If you show people progress, they will be patient for the promise.
Mm.
Disney learned that a long time ago, and that's why the rope lines are there. people were moving forward. They felt like they were making progress. So they were okay with standing. It was still 45 minutes to get on the ride.
Yeah.
But if you show people progress, they will be patient for the promise. The question I have is, the Trump administration showing the people the necessary progress for them to continue to be patient for the promise? Caller, you get the last word this morning. Have you had enough of the war with Iran?
Well, I got to tell you, I believe this president is doing the right thing that many presidents before him didn't have the intestinal fortitude to do. We have to stick with this president. He saved our country from the crazy left. And we have to stay the course, and we have to keep going in this course. We have to get this right.
Iran is very much intent. They want very much to make a deal. So far, they haven't gotten there. We're not satisfied with it, but then we will be. We will be either that, or we'll have to just finish the job.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.